Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Don't just listen, say something. Call 781-837-4900. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And joining us, our very first guest this evening is none other than Treasurer-elect Deb Goldberg, who was elected by the folks here in the Commonwealth on November 4th. Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, Treasurer-elect.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be back with you. And you know what? This is my first official radio show with anyone since I got elected.
That's fantastic.
So there you go.
I got to put this one on my mantle somehow.
Maybe they can give you a piece of tape.
Yeah, maybe they could do that. That would be good.
Absolutely.
I got to ask you, just right out of the box, tell me what it was like knowing when the results were in on that Tuesday night in November.
Candidly, it was surreal. And it actually didn't really even sink in till about Friday. My parents, who are just about to turn 84 and 85, they were completely overwhelmed. And my kids, who, you know, you always call your kids kids. I think when your kids are, if you are lucky enough to live to be 100 and your kids are 80, you're going to call them your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Both my kids introduced me, and I looked at them in awe. And for those people out there in the group, and I couldn't believe the crowd, who've known them since they were little. They said they were just struck at how adult and how excited they were. And we were really talking about our values, our family values, which I did talk about my parents. I said, if you believed in me and if you believe in the things we stand for, it's because of them. And, of course, I introduced my family and my I have two wonderful stepdaughters and grandchildren. So it was exciting, but it was surreal. You just work so hard for so long that you even have to pinch yourself to see if you're awake.
Okay.
And then, of course, I got right to work the next day. But it was Friday when I walked in the State House and had a picture of myself taken in the office in between the flag of Massachusetts, the state where I've lived my whole life, and that I love so much, and the United States flag, that it really struck me.
Well, you have since, you are correct, you have been busy right from the get-go. You've already named transitional team leaders, and I think you've also named folks in transition. How is that going? Who are some of the key people, players, who are helping you to transition into office?
Well, Chris Cohane, who was a general consultant on the campaign, but who I've really known forever and is really a tremendously talented young man, is the executive director of the transition. And then my transition co-chairs are four very renowned individuals. Former Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Murphy, Ruth Ellen Fitch, who once upon a time was a director of METGO, but became one of the top public finance bond counsels at Palmer and Dodge, but also served locally in her own hometown, which happens to be Brookline, on the finance committee, and was the chair of the fiscal policy review committee that I created and chaired when I was chairman of the Board of Selectmen, and an incredible power couple, Bennery and Flash Wiley. Bennery created something called the Partnership long ago, and she's probably one of the women on every major board in Boston, and Flash Wiley is a partner at Bingham Dana. Well, it's not called Bingham Dana anymore, is it? It's Bingham and McCutcheon.
Okay, that works. Well, now I have to ask you, so you got a great team of leaders. Who are some of the members who are going to be part of this transition team, and what are they looking to achieve during this transition?
Well, I always talked about, which a lot of people, I would get up there, and you remember me saying, a lot of people don't know what the treasurer's office does.
Mm-hmm.
And it is wildly diverse. There are over 9 different business entities. So we actually have a transition team in addition to that that's over 25 phenomenally talented people, all with areas of expertise in the different areas of the treasurer's office. It is from all over the state and includes men, women, people of color, Hispanic, Latinos, so many different people who represent different groups. Labor, we have several labor people. In fact, people from down in your neck of the woods, Jim Pinkham, who you may know, who's head of the Labor Council in Plymouth.
Yep.
And Bob Rizzi, who represents Norfolk. We have an incredible woman named Elizabeth Barajas Roman, who runs the Women's Fund in Western Massachusetts. Elizabeth Cardona, who has been, who is working in government on issues impacting families. We have David Friedman, the counsel for the Red Sox. I'm obviously not going to name all 25.
Right, and you're not expected to, but
We have Catherine D'Amato. She's the CEO of the Greater Boston Food Bank. We have, from the business community, we have, in fact, I was just thinking of pulling the list so I could actually, I feel like I have to mention everyone or I shouldn't have started, because the talent is just numerous.
Well, you can blame that. You can definitely blame that. I mean, just so folks who are just tuning in, we are speaking with the treasurer-elect, Deb Goldberg, talking with her about, not only taking her winning office, but what she's doing to successfully take office. I guess we just got a couple of moments left with you, and I guess I would ask you, what's your plan of action for the first 100 days? What are some of the things you're going to look to do as you take office and look to, make it your own for the next 4 years?
Well, I think that one of the things that's very critical, and tomorrow morning I will be giving my first speech to the Massachusetts Investors Conference, and it's very, very critical that the train stay on the tracks on all the areas around cash management, debt management, the pension fund. I've already been attending all of the meetings with respect to that. I went to the National Association of State Treasurers event for new treasurers last week, which talked a great deal about the role of treasurer, the type of issues that we deal with around unclaimed properties, managing pension funds. One thing I did find out is that probably we have the most complicated treasurer's office in the country. People were shocked to hear that the Alcoholic Beverage Commission, for example, or the lottery were under the treasurer's office. So we have been using the kind of talent that we have put on the transition team to help outreach for outstanding professionals that would come into all the different departments. They also are evaluating each department organizationally to see if we are able to restructure in any way that might make it run more efficiently, more customer service friendly, or help those that are there who are staying achieve their goals. My goal in the next in the first 100 days is to both begin to take on some of the public policy initiatives that we talked about. And in the group of people who are involved in that team in the transition, I said, your job is not over when I get sworn in. Those will be the biggest challenges. They will take at least 4 to 8 years to completely institute. Remember, I talked about financial literacy being available to everybody.
Yep.
It's that kind of thing we know is going to take a long time. And so that's why I even told my team the same thing I told you. I intend to be treasurer for a long time. So we're not looking for quick fixes that we could run on in the future. We are looking for long-term sustainable impact. And so in the first 100 days, it will be learning how to do my job well, having the right team in place, continuing to dig my hands in to every department, understand what they're doing, taking time in developing what will be long-term policies. Not just because the treasurer's office has been run very well. It's not an office. If when you look back and you look on the last 8 to 12 years, beginning Shannon O'Brien instituted a lot of reforms. Tim Cahill converted school building to MSBA. Steve Grossman created a level of transparency and disclosure that had not been seen before. So this is an area where I want to be thoughtful, and I want to do the right thing and be inclusive and open in all the approaches that we're taking, but really begin digging in and getting your hands really dirty and understanding exactly how the treasurer's office works, and then beginning the building blocks of instituting our vision of economic stability, economic security, and economic empowerment through wage equality and through financial literacy and college affordability.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us, and I'll hope that we can continue the tradition. We had Treasurer Grossman on a number of times during his term. Would love to have you on a regular basis as well, if it's possible.
Well, I really look forward to it, and thank you so much for being in touch. And now you can say the first radio show that the treasurer-elect did was with you.
Right, right. And I will, and in turn, I give you permission when it's time to create, you're looking for another scratch ticket to create. If you want to create a Monday Night Talk scratch ticket, you've got my permission.
Oh, Kevin, you are so funny.
Well, listen, I wish you all the success in your first term. And we'll definitely look forward to talking to you again, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
There she is, Treasurer-elect Deb Goldberg. And we're going to step aside. And when we come back, more Monday Night Talk.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.